Hey guys, it's Tanner from the Tanner Show. I just got a quick little rant. It's not going to be very long. I'm starting to see more and more posts on social media that kind of reflect the notion about minimum wage being crap. Like, oh, minimum wage is terrible. It's we can't raise a family on minimum wage. Okay, well, we can break it down. Let's break it down for those who, you know, can't understand. So we have the two words that describe payment of the minimum variety. Minimum wage. It'd be the minimum payment accepted throughout the United States. And every state's different, you know. On the minimum wage, you know, Arizona is proposed to go up over the next several years to like 13 or 14 bucks. Right now it's 10.50, which is good. I mean, that's okay. So these people complain and say, I can't survive. I can't make money on, I can't do these things on minimum wage. Okay, I know. Okay, good job. I'm glad you understand that, because minimum wage is not designed to raise a family. You're not supposed to go become a fry cook or a dishwasher and say, okay, I got three kids and a wife. You know, honey, when do you want to go on vacation? It doesn't know. That fry cook, that dishwasher, he's supposed to be paying his way through college, or you know, trying to keep himself off the streets until he finds a really good job, or gets the training necessary, or gets his paperwork filed, or gets a driver's license, or gets the CDLs, something like that. That's what it's designed for. You don't get a job at Chick-fil-A and think, okay, I'm gonna go buy a yacht. No, you're an idiot if you think that. You're a dummy. You have no grasp on reality, if that's what you're thinking. I have so many people that I see on social media, oh, the minimum wage, it's a joke. It was designed for, no, it was, no. I don't care what it was designed for. A lot of these are designed for certain things that it's changed a little bit. It wasn't even designed for that. They say it was designed to, so people could survive, and that would, so that companies won't screw employees out of honorable pay. Okay, that's fine. That's probably true. $10 an hour is good for somebody that sits there and flips patties. Okay, that's entry-level bullcrap. The goal is to move up. Your goal should not be to be dumb and have a crappy job for your whole life thinking, well, I just wish they'd pay me more so I could support my family, keep doing the same thing day in and day out. No, your goal is to, okay, I got this dumb job. It's a dumb job. It pays me crap, but I got dreams. I got goals. I got training. I got all these things I want to do, and I don't care what you've decided to do. Everyone's got to have that dumb job to get there, unless, you know, you have somebody who really cares about you, is very rich, and they support you while you get your training. You know, that'd be dandy. But the world doesn't work that way. The world works like, I'm gonna bust my butt to get what I want. That's the real world. But I think a lot of people have been fed so much, I wouldn't call it liberal, but left-leaning ideology, fascist ideology, that everyone can have anything, and if all they have to do is want it enough, they'll have it. And it's not true. And I don't know where this disconnect happened, whether it's in our education system, whether it's sociological kind of cultural ideology, kind of, I don't know what it is. I do not know why people, my generation, I'm 26 years old, believe that McDonald's should be a good enough job to support a family or support yourself. It's a job that pays for your education. You have roommates, you know, while you're going to school, and you work McDonald's at night. That's what it's supposed to do. It's not, okay, I'm going to get this apartment, I'm going to pay for my school, I'm going to have a kid, I'm going to have a dog, I'm going to have a car, a payment, insurance, all these things I'm going to have, and I'm going to work for 10 bucks an hour, and everything's going to be fine and dandy. No. Okay, you're not understanding, again, how the real world works. People, do not think McDonald's is going to take care of you. Do not think Chick-fil-A, do not think, you know, Walmart is going to help you become a, you know what? Some people, they start at Walmart because it's all they have. You know what? And they're happy. They're happy because they found a job, and they work their way up, and they become managers and big wigs there. And that's great. That's fine. But don't sit there. If you cannot advance your career, you're sitting there, you can't advance your career, and Oh, well, they need to pay me more for this. Okay, maybe they do. Maybe you do bust your butt. Listen, you can't change the world. The market, the career path, the job dictates the pay. These companies, if they paid everyone $20-something dollars an hour, they'd probably go under. Because they have a lot of lower-level employees. And there's a lot of people that would love those jobs, and they wouldn't complain about the $10 an hour. They'd be happy about it. They'd be very gracious with that money. So I think it's kind of haughty. I think it's kind of immature to complain about minimum wage. And the way I see it is, you don't like minimum wage, either gain the skills necessary to warrant a raise. That's what I did. I worked at a company, minimum wage. All I did was drive a truck all day. I wanted a raise, so I learned how to do some things by myself. Learned how to do some maintenance. Learned how to fix some trucks. Learned how to run equipment. I learned how to do some things like that. And guess what? I got $2-3 raises. That's what happens. Now I'm not on minimum wage because I busted butt and I tried. I put a little effort into life. I didn't say, oh, I didn't go to my boss asking for a raise. I can't live on these wages. No, I didn't do that. I worked at it. That's what you do. That's what America's about. You people, that's why I can't stand the left-leaning ideologies. They completely forget what this nation was founded on. That's sweat and blood. Sweat and blood. So, all right, guys, that's it. I'm not gonna keep you very long. It's just a short little one I wanted to make because I've been getting irritated by it and I needed to vent. So, you guys, thanks for listening. If you listened, if you do, share it. If you don't, leave me a message and tell me why I'm an idiot. I would love some feedback. So, you guys have a good day, and we'll catch you on the other side.